from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Paul Landcor, in for Rachel Miro. You can now buy your way around traffic on a certain stretch of freeway in Los Angeles. The area's first toll lane opened on an 11-mile stretch of the 110 freeway Saturday night. Drivers can now pay to use express lanes. The LA Times reports officials hope to keep cars in those lanes moving at least 45 miles per hour, saving drivers 2 to 3 minutes per mile. Tolls vary depending upon demand and congestion, but the plan is for the average driver to pay between $4 and $7 per trip. Another stretch of express lanes on 14 miles of the 10 freeway are scheduled to open early next year. One of California's primary water sources is in peril. A new study from Stanford suggests that by the end of the century, the Sierra snowpack could shrink substantially. Climate scientist Noah Diffenbaugh projects that by 2100, 8 out of 10 years won't see as much snow as even the lightest years in the past century. And what's there will melt faster and sooner. That could wreak havoc with the state's carefully balanced water supply, causing flooding and water shortages. Government offices and many businesses are closed today in honor of Veterans Day, and a cross stands once again on a rocky outcropping in the Mojave Desert. It was rededicated by veterans over the weekend after a 13-year legal battle. The ACLU had objected to the cross on public land. It was boarded up for a time, then was stolen from its place atop Sunrise Rock. A veterans group swapped land in exchange for ownership of the site, and yesterday they dedicated the new cross. The original cross was placed there by a veteran in 1934. There are nearly 100,000 California public school kids with a parent serving in the military. Advocates say educators have done a poor job supporting these kids at school through the stressful times before, during, and after a parent goes off to war. Now, as KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports, some of that is changing.
It's been 3 days since Corey and Rita Beal moved into their new house in North Orange County. Their three kids are settled into their rooms. The four floor-to-ceiling bookshelves are up in the living room, but their wedding pictures aren't hung yet. Rita Beal says there's really nothing new about moving into a new house.
Well over a dozen, probably in the last 10 years.
This is house number 12?
Probably house number 12.
Wow, this is like eight.
No, there were three of them in Fort Lewis.
Her husband, Corey, has been in the Army for 13 years. In that time, the family has lived on and off military bases. On this day, the Beals are doing something they haven't done a lot over the years. They're walking together to pick up their second-grade daughter from school. Corey Beal deployed twice with an infantry unit to Iraq and Afghanistan. He saw combat. Six friends died, and many more from the unit were killed.
As painful as the separations are, probably the deployments, just because everything that you're doing in Afghanistan or Iraq or Haiti or wherever your country sends you, it's just you do things here that seem important, maybe aren't necessarily that important. You do things over there, and they really do have an impact on lots of other people other than yourself. So
he says deployments have been the hardest thing about his military service because of the stress it puts on his family. His wife says the kids' schoolwork has suffered.
Our daughter that we're picking up now, only in second grade, 7 years old, but the differences between what the requirements were in school back in New York last month and just up the road in Cyprus 6 months ago are all completely different.
Her two older boys have had a particularly rough time with the moves. Teachers and principals, unaware of military life, have made things worse. When her oldest son was 7 years old, she said, a public school teacher in Washington State told the entire class that a boy was absent because his father had been killed in combat. The school was on a military base, and nearly every other student in the class had a father in the same unit. Rita Beal says she was shocked, and right then she decided she needed to educate schools about military culture and the stress of military deployment on families. At the school her kids attended last year, she formed a PTA committee and organized a Veterans Day event.
We actually donated a new flag. And hey, you know what? My husband's command sergeant major. He would like to come and maybe present it personally. Hey, we've also got a bunch of soldiers at the unit that would love to come down.
When the Beals reach their daughter's new school, 7-year-old Cecilia runs up with a waist-high hug. She's wearing a Halloween carnival mask.
Well, we had a parade today in first thing in the morning. And I was going to be a peacock.
How many schools have you been at?
About two. I mean, three.
4.
Oh.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Rita Beal says the principal at this school hasn't been as open to her ideas for ways to support military families. Few schools or districts keep a tally of students with parents in the military, but in Orange County, where the Beals live now, there are efforts to do so.
So that the schools are serving and helping the families as they adjust.
Richard Regal is head of student services with the Orange County Department of Education.
They can help coordinate services to be able to have perhaps parent support groups or children support groups.
His office is also creating an online course for educators about the military deployment cycle, understanding military culture, and family dynamics. A lot of credit, Regal said, should go to University of Southern California professor Ron Astor, who teaches master's in social work classes.
They have a lot of school liaisons, officers.
Astor's leading a class for nearly 36 graduate students at USC's San Diego County Satellite Classroom. On this day, the students heard from Navy and Marine staffers. They also talked in breakout sessions about Veterans Day activities at their schools.
I talked with the principal about I really wanted to do a Marine Corps birthday, like, cake-cutting ceremony, because my school's on base, but I guess with, like, all the wellness initiatives, they're not really allowed to have cake at school.
The students serve as counselors working with the children of military families in 140 South Orange County, Riverside County, and San Diego County schools. Professor Ron Astor says the program is making a difference.
I believe it's a debt that's owed by civilian society for the 10 years where they have been a little bit business as usual, while this very small group has been carrying the war on their backs.
Astor wants to grow the program. He recently published a set of 4 guides for parents and educators based on the research that's come out of the counseling program. He's working with new school districts that have called wanting a social work intern to help their students. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Monday, November 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Paul Lancourt. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.